Good to be with you. Let's start with you, Brendan. I think I know the answer to this question when I look at your face. How are you enjoying being a senior coach?
I love the challenge of it all. It's about developing people. But before I go into that question, I just wanted to say the core of who we are at Carlton is about a sense of belonging. That's why we want to be in footy clubs, and that's what we all remember. And Carlton business, it's a chance to connect on a business front, but more importantly, we're on a journey where there's so much change of late, and we want everyone in this room, I think there's 700, to come on with us, because there'll be some ups and downs, but it's going to be a hell of a ride.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Do you have some sleepless nights? It's a big change from what you have been doing in the past.
Sleepless nights, I think all coaches, they're consumed by the game, and you're up late at night looking at vision and analysing it and thinking of ways just to get the 1% advantage. So I sleep pretty well for the 6 or 7 hours I get, but not a lot each night.
You should be sleeping well when you look at the captain that you have next to you. Great to have you here, Merv. I knew you were a bit of a soft man, so I decided to up my ante compared to yours. But yours...
That's a class act, that, Richard.
Yours are pretty flash there, brother. Firstly, let's talk about your body. You had an interrupted pre-season. You must be really pleased with where you're at now physically.
Yeah, I had the shoulder surgery early September last year, and then had to go in for a few complications in it mid-December, which is a little bit annoying. But I was able to run the whole way through, which hasn't really held me back. I started off okay in the first game, probably a little bit scratchy the last couple. So, personally, looking for a big performance tomorrow night against a really good outfit, the Bulldogs. And I know the boys are really looking forward to the challenge of testing themselves against a really good side in the Western Bulldogs. That's a really good footy to start the season, so it's a great opportunity for us.
Your fourth year as the skipper, gee, there's a breath of fresh air has come in with a new coach.
Yeah, I've loved working with Bolts. Certainly a lot of positivity. He's certainly really hard on us when it really matters. Not just Bolts, but the whole coaching staff have really been super impressive so far. And I've loved working underneath Bolts and the rest of the coaching panel, and looking forward to a lot of years ahead with them.
Everyone in the media, we love listening to him because he's so enthusiastic. Surely he has some downtime, so let's get stuck into some insight on Brendan Bolt. Does he have some downtimes?
Not as yet. He's, I suppose, 7 months into the job, still very bubbly, can get quite frustrated at times, but like the rest of us. But look, he's been great, as I said before, for the footy club, and I think everyone who's had something to do with him has been really impressed by him, and the coaches he's got under are great as well. So love working with him.
And Brendan, you're taking us on a journey, the Carlton supporters, and you've been right up front from the start. We're going to have our ups and downs as supporters, but you must be pleased the way the Carlton community's got behind you.
Yeah, the support from our club, and I speak of Mark, our president, Stephen Trigg, Andrew McKay. Really unified. They'll challenge when necessary and celebrate our small wins, but I think sometimes when you're trying to find what success is, right now for us it's having a learning environment, it's being able to play consistent footy for longer. I think against some really well-oiled machines in Sydney and Hawthorn in the NAB Cup, we played, a good 2.5 quarters, but it's about sustaining that effort and application of the way we want to play. But what I would say is our club's unified at the moment. Mark and the leadership group are prepared to challenge and question coaches, and likewise, we can do the same to them. And I think if we maintain that approach and stay unified, we'll move forward quickly.
And you're dealing with some outstanding elite talent. I bumped into Simon Zara, who's here as a mad Carlton supporter and also one of our leading horse trainers, dealing with young yearlings. You're dealing with that in a footy sense, dealing with these outstanding, high-profile some of them, like Jacob Weaving, of course, but outstanding young men, and you're starting to mould them.
Yeah, it's always about the sum of the parts. So Murph is a bit of a veteran of the game, and he'll be getting a bit more excitement and motivation by this week. We've got Lockie Plowman, who comes in from GWS, who can play as a key defender, or he can play on smalls. Liam Sumner, a small forward. Last week, he would have been a little bit excited about Charlie Curnow taking a one-hander, who's in his second game. Weedering, we've got, I think this week, in fact, we've got 10 players that have played around 30 or less AFL games. So for a more experienced like Murph and Gibb, it's a good blend.
And you feel that, Murph? You feel the injection of youth, if you like?
As Bol said, having those young guys, and I suppose being around for 10 years now, seeing those young guys with all that energy come into the club is really good for us. Senior blokes, not veterans yet, I would have thought at 28, but having two Kernos there is interesting enough. Charlie's unbelievable in terms of his carry-on around the club, but having those young guys is a really good mix of us senior guys who've been around for a while who can straighten them up when it requires, but they've all been fantastic. Young kids, they've got a lot of talent, but they're also really composed people and really confident people, which I think the footy club really needs.
Only 28 years of age, available for 2 5-year contract extensions. I would have thought all the way through to 38. That's going to come footy club a little later on, though, to deal with. Tell me, as you start to prepare to play the Bulldogs, fast-track Bulldogs, I can imagine you've just got to have your skates on.
Yeah, they certainly do play a pretty exciting brand of football, especially at Etihad Stadium, but we've got a good game plan, and we feel that we've implemented that for the full 4 quarters and stick to that and have a really good effort. We can stop that that skating rink, which they tend to use out there. They're unbelievably quick, and we're looking forward to the challenge of testing ourselves against that.
Brendan, they're hard to break down, aren't they, the Bullies?
Yeah, in fact, they've got a really good balance of inside and outside footy. You know, for a few years under Brendan McCartney, they really focused on the contested side of the game, and Luke Beveridge has applied that as well as the outside of the game. So we need to be good in all phases, and we look at every game as a challenge to try and be more consistent and do our processes for longer. As I said, we've been in the game for 2.5 quarters, we just need to go good for longer.
You would have arrived at the Carlton Footy Club with preconceived ideas and some players. Anyone surprise you?
Well, listen, I tried to come in with a blank canvas, in fact, because that was only the fair way to approach it. If you come with preconceived ideas, you don't give everyone a clean slate. So that was the way I approached it. But what I was really surprised was particularly the guys who've been in the system a long time, like Murph and Gibb and Simo, their willingness and want to learn and develop. And given the opportunity to speak, they actually genuinely think about the game. I haven't had to just spoon feed and hand over and say, Murph, do this. They're really analytical, given the opportunity to think about the game.
How good is Jacob Wiedering? He's the young player that's getting all the press at the moment, and there'll be others. He's just one of many of new talent you've brought in. How good could this young man do?
Oh, well, it's hard to think of the first three games with as many touches and intercept marks, so a lot of us should be smiling. We think we've got a real long-term player there for us, but we are about some of the parts, so hopefully in coming weeks a guy like Dave Cunningham gets an opportunity. We're already given Charlie Curnow this week, Summer and Plowman, because it is, and we're going to be a team about the collective, not just the individual.
It must be fascinating for you, Murph, 28 years of age, you're seeing all these young kids coming. It's bordering on a new generation. You're dealing and you're captaining and trying to help mould their career. That's a big challenge for you.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. I think when I'm done and dusted in 10 or 12 years' time, like I said before, I look back and see how far some of these kids have come from when they were 18, 19-year-olds, and I'm personally looking forward to the fact of having some sort of imprint on that at the start of their careers. But there's some exciting talent there that no doubt the people in this room are looking forward to seeing over the next 10, 15 years.
An elite AFL club is a $40 million business. So when we look around here, and Brendan, we know how important it is to have the corporate support. This is a fantastic start.
Yeah, I just heard Mark speak of Fraser's generosity there, so thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. It goes a long way to assisting our footy club. But what I see in the room here is just more than what's behind me, which is Carlton in business. It's about a network and a friendship and an opportunity to come on a ride with us.
Okay, you've just finished a team meeting, setting up for Saturday. Any breaking news you'd like to announce amongst the brotherhood that is the Carlton Football Club?
I'm not sure about breaking news, but I look forward to seeing Plowman. I've emphasised him a couple of times now. He can play tall and small, and he should add some more rebound around Simpson and Doherty off half-back. And I'm quietly confident we've got a little small forward in Sumner, although he's had an interrupted 2 years up at GWS with injury. We think he can be a good pressure forward for us, so look for him and look for the little sprouts.
I think Mark and Stephen and yourself have put a line in the sand and said, this is, we don't like to use the word rebuilding, and you've never used it. These are my words, not yours. a rebuilding year, we're going to relaunch the footy club. What will you deem as a success for this season?
Well, you know, most people ask for the scoreboard and the wins and losses. We go out to win every game. There's no doubt about that. But success sometimes, before the scoreboard really ticks, looks like intelligent recruiting, which Stephen Silvani's in control of. It looks like quality leadership, like the guy sitting next to me. It looks like having a learning environment. And most importantly, biggest two in my opinion is having a value-based culture where we can hold each other to account and a unified club. And I've spoken about Stephen Trigg, Andrew McKay, our president. We're all in this together and we'll ride it together.
And talking about leadership, Murph, you came under some scrutiny a couple of years ago about leadership. We're seeing at the moment Trent Hutchins copying it left, right, centre. I mean, that's from a lot of people who don't know what it's like to be in the inner sanctum. But I can imagine leadership, you learn every year. Is that fair to say?
Oh, you learn, yeah, you learn every week. There's new challenges. You have the ups and the downs. We've unfortunately had a few downs of late, but I think the turnaround the club in the last 6 months has been a real positive. I look forward to going to the club every day. Love the place, love working with Bolts, the other coaches, other leaders at the footy club, and those little sprouts that you heard Bolts talk about. That's what's exciting about playing football, and the wins will come, but we've got a lot of work to do, and it's all about those values and behaviours and us as leaders living them day to day and making a good imprint on those young guys in the footy club.
And also, you know, part of the marketing slogan is the most famous jumper, the most famous slogan in Australian sport. And we, you know, we introduced the great John Nicholls is here and other triple premiership players. I mean, not only are you a captain, you're a captain of a very, very famous club. Is that a positive or yet a negative?
It's a huge positive. The names that you just mentioned then, all successful captains, successful players, and hopefully I've got a few games left where I can etch my name into that as well. But there's a lot of hard work to go. Still relatively young and looking forward to the opportunity of ultimately playing finals and going well in finals for this footy club.
Right, we're giving you another 10 years. You don't have to keep emphasising how much footy you've got ahead of you. I know you better go and hydrate and get ready because you're going to need your running spikes on to be going toe-to-toe with the Bulldogs, I reckon, on Saturday night. Mate, great to see you. Good luck, Brendan. Great to have you as part of the Carlton Football Club. Good luck for a big year.
Thanks very much.
Brendan Bolton and Mark Murphy.